One future that most of us face is seeing someone in the mirror we don't quite recognize. When did we get so, well, not young? Here's Donna McNeil's story about her face.
Me and my face, oh God. Right, so... I have the kind of face that is best described as all-American. A nondescript, nothing extraordinary, nothing that distinctive face, but certainly pleasant and even in a white face, white with freckles. There is a story in my family that I think I was three, and I was outside playing, and a photographer walked by the house and asked if he could take my picture. And I sat on my father's knee, and that's the first sort of formal portrait that arrived into the world based on somebody responding to my beauty. So that sort of started, you know, a family myth. And then socially and in school, I was Valentine Queen or Winter Weekend Queen or the sweetheart of a fraternity. And even during college, I worked as a model. And during that time, I was also asked if I would participate in a beauty contest, the Miss Syracuse contest. And I did, and I won that contest. I was kind of amused. I guess I felt I was a little bit lucky, but I didn't think I was an exceptional beauty, certainly never. Not then, not now. What happened after this upbringing in the 50s was feminism in the 60s. And I do remember I was at Syracuse University and I one day decided I'm not wearing any makeup, I'm not putting on nice clothes, I'm just going out as I am. It was a very radical thing at that time. It may not seem so now, but it was, and for me to sort of wipe the eyeliner off was an incredibly radical act, and I don't think I was alone in that. And I walked across campus, and nobody recognized me. I said to myself, I'm the same person. It was revelatory for me, actually. And I soon enough learned that you better gain some substance, because whatever people are affirming out in the world, that will go away at a certain time. The wrinkles didn't start to appear, or at least I didn't notice them until late 40s, early 50s. And the little ones that were there, I rather liked. I was continually in the business of wanting to be taken seriously. And I thought, you know, bring on the gray hair and wrinkles, because then I won't just be a wind-up toy. So I was celebrating them initially. But then when the skin crepes and, you know, the wrinkles deepen, I take a good hard look every day, you bet I do, and I'm hypercritical about it. And, you know, like every woman in these days where you can get plastic surgery and you can change your face, I push it and pull it around and go, oh, if only, and I lament a little bit, and then I go, you know, quit it. Just quit it. It's okay. Your life etches on your face, and you are who you've been throughout the years. This society just doesn't like old things. You know, it's tough. It's interesting. I've been encouraged a lot lately to return to modeling, especially since the marketing companies are realizing that, you know, having women my age with my wrinkles and my gray hair in a marketing campaign can work to their advantage. So far, I continually am asked to play the grandmother, which is fine with me. I'm happy to be a grandmother. But I'm waiting for that to turn a little bit for women who are in their 60s and 70s and 80s to be seen as singularly beautiful for exactly who they are and to be understood as people of value and integrity and substance and worth.
Commentator Donna McNeil.